USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. One man running for president is ready to announce his running mate. USA's John Schaefer has more.
Later this month, independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. plans to announce his pick for a running mate. He disclosed that he will host a campaign gathering on March 26th in Oakland, California. This announcement follows his confirmation of deliberating over NFL quarterback Aaron Rodgers and former Minnesota governor and professional wrestler Jesse Ventura for the role.
Backers of the TikTok bill in the U.S. House say it is not meant to crack down on the use of the app. It's meant to make the app more trustworthy and useful for Americans to enjoy safely.
I don't support a ban on TikTok. The legislation did not ban TikTok. It's simply a divestiture of TikTok so that this social media platform can be owned by an American company.
Democratic House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says that is necessary in order to protect Americans' personal data from the Chinese Communist Party. Forecasters are warning of more than a foot of new snow in many densely populated areas of Colorado this week, and perhaps hindering cross-continental travel. Specifically, they say travel on I-70 through Front Range Mountains and foothills of Colorado will be, quote, difficult to impossible Wednesday through Friday, and they're urging anyone who must travel to bring a kit with them in case they get stranded. A San Diego law firm's initiating a federal lawsuit against Philip Morris, alleging that the nicotine product Zyne is being marketed toward young individuals. The class action suit contends the flavored pouch product poses a health risk to consumers. This is USA News.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-559-4185. 800-559-4185. 800-559-4185. That's 800-559-4185.
The largest wildfire ever to scorch the state of Texas is now reported to be nearly 90% contained. The Smokehouse Creek Fire has been burning up the northern Texas panhandle for weeks since it was sparked near the town of Stinnett. XL Energy is at least taking partial blame for starting the fire, which has charred well over 1 million acres of prime cattle grazing country. Delta Airlines is increasing its checked bag fee. The airline announced the fee for a first and second checked bag will go up by $5 for most domestic and short international flights. It'll cost travelers $35 for the first checked bag and $45 for the second checked bag. Anyone flying first class or with status perks can still get complimentary bags. Delta says this decision is meant to help the company deal with rising industry costs. Over 1,000 New York union member nurses may be going on strike at the end of this month. That's if they can't come to a new contract with Staten Island University Hospital by that time. Nurses like this one say they definitely deserve better pay, but also they're worried about staffing shortages too.
When you come into work and you have an overwhelming assignment and you're trying to get every single thing that you possibly can done, it does not translate well into giving the quality care that we want to give.
The union nurses voted Wednesday to authorize a work stoppage at the end of the month when the current contract for 1,300 nurses runs out. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.